Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Finding someone who shares your values in today's culture isn't easy, and being single around the holidays isn't easy either. That's why Catholic Singles created a website and app where single Catholics can meet and get to know each other that focuses on values, activities, and interests. For over two decades, Catholic Singles has been fostering deep relationships because your faith matters. Start today at CatholicSingles.com. That's CatholicSingles.com.
Ignatius Press is pleased to announce the first national book club created for Catholic schools. Ignatius Book Club for Catholic Schools was launched to support Catholic schools' dedication to forming the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. Ignatius Book Club for Schools partnered with leading publishers of children's literature to offer the best books and educational materials for all reading levels and interests. Head to ignatiusbookclub.com/podcast and find wholesome books that delight, inspire, and enrich.
Well, just a very brief homily this morning in view of the fact that I'm planning to preach a really, really, really long time tomorrow night. Actually, that's not true. I'm going to preach a really long time this morning, too. It's the fourth Sunday of Advent, which means that Christmas is in the process of rolling over us. We're all experiencing it already. And this year, to help us stay focused on the blessing that this season is and is supposed to be for us, maybe even to grow in our appreciation of it, this past month we've been working our way through a message series all about gratitude. We've reflected together that being ungrateful can be a trap in which we find ourselves stuck, and it's unhelpful, it's unhealthy, and it's incompatible with happiness. Plenty of studies and all of our experience make it clear there's no practice more effective in increasing our happiness and well-being than the practice of gratitude. There's no question about it. The question is, and this series has focused on the question of how. How do we do it? And so we've talked about steps that we can take that are somewhat obvious, admittedly, and entirely simple. They're just not all that easy. The first step is we have to actually learn how to recognize the gifts and blessings that we're given. Gratitude is all about appreciation. That means we've got to see it before we can be thankful for it. If you don't see it, you can hardly be grateful. And stress and tension and fear and doubt and just the difficulties of daily life can make it very difficult to see. We've got to learn to see the gifts. Second step is to turn our attention from the gift to the giver of the gift. This is the step we've talked about that we often miss. We've got to turn our attention from the gift to the giver of the gift. And when, day after day, we consciously, consistently choose to recognize God as the giver of the gift, then we're going to grow in our relationship with Him, that relationship He wants for us. And so, the third step follows logically enough. We've got to practice. It takes practice. Gratitude takes practice, like the cultivation of any virtue or good habit. We've got to practice. And there are lots of ways to practice gratitude, for sure. But we see a great example of it played out in an encounter that we read this morning from the Gospel of Luke. Luke tells us about an episode known as the Visitation. So Luke has already described the appearance of the angel Gabriel to Mary. And the angel announces to Mary this incredible plan that God has in store for her to be the mother of God. And on the heels of this amazing, life-changing, world-changing encounter, having just been given the highest, greatest honor in human history, what does Mary do? What's her reaction? What's her first response? She goes to visit her cousin, Elizabeth. It sounds charming enough, doesn't it? It wasn't. It was a long journey on foot that would have taken many days with little in the way of comfort. It would have been dusty and dirty and dangerous too. Mary goes, generously helping her cousin Elizabeth prepare for the birth of Elizabeth's own child and to undertake the household duties that Elizabeth would no longer be capable of handling. Elizabeth, in her turn, joyfully receives Mary with a greeting that, along with Gabriel's greeting to Mary, represents, I suppose, the most famous greetings in history. Elizabeth said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And then she asked, "But who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" So Mary's shows gratitude for her own motherhood by reaching out and supporting Elizabeth. Elizabeth, in turn, responds with gratitude for the gift of Mary's presence, as well as for the greater gift that Mary carries, which she recognizes. So Elizabeth says, "For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy." Elizabeth and the child within her, John, recognize the child Mary herself carries. Mary is bringing the Lord to them, literally. You know, we can be like that too. We can be thankful for the people who have brought the Lord into our lives or brought us closer to the Lord at various stages of our life. None of us, if you think about it, none of us would know the Lord or anything about him if someone or several someones had not introduced us to him. Maybe, probably, that was your parents, first of all, but also maybe somebody at church or school or friend or neighbor. You have a relationship with Christ today because of someone else. Think about that. And as you think about it, maybe think about it prayerfully and reach out and pray for that person this Christmas time. And there's a second way to express gratitude to God for the people who have brought you closer to him. Thank God by doing the same for someone else. Mary is called the proto-Christian because she was the very first person who carried Christ into the world. That's what she did. She carried Christ into the world. And just as she carried Christ into the world, we can do the same too. We can carry Christ into our little part of the world. We can carry Christ in our hearts and bring him into our schools and homes and workplaces, and most especially into our Christmas gatherings and holiday celebrations that we'll be enjoying this week. Invest in a friend, a family member, a classmate, a coworker who does not know Christ. Pray that God would use you to make him known to them through your kindness, your charity, your patience, maybe even your words too. And there's still a small but distinct window of opportunity to make that invitation that we've been talking about, that invitation to Christmas at the Cow Palace. Invitations are still available at the kiosks on the concourse, or you can send an electronic invitation from our website. Make that invitation. Nobody is ever insulted to be invited. Bringing Christ to others, it's the very best way to express gratitude, to celebrate gratitude, to identify gratitude. It's also the very best way to celebrate Christmas.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford,
Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com.